welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this September 21st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maylov here. At 3:30, we are going to welcome in Anna James, Regional Natural Resource Educator with UW-Madison. Looking forward to talking with her, as we always look forward to talking to our good friend, Jillian. Jillian, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jillian joining us, Marketing Events Coordinator with, of course, the Visit Rome, our good friends over there. We say a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring the segment. Big shout out to them. Visit them when they get a chance. And visit the Visit Rome website, everybody. RomeWI.com, RomeWI.com. You throw that in your search engine right now. You bookmark that page. You guys have done, I've always enjoyed your page. It looks so good, Jillian.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. It's a really nice job. Yeah. This is one of the better websites I come across. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of this, and it looks really good. Just want to encourage people to check that out. We will mention that again before we wrap up, and we will mention a lot of events. We've got a lot to cover today.
Yeah,
And how good does that feel?
You know, it is nice. Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Pam earlier and she asked, do you guys ever get a break or any time to breathe? And sometimes it feels like we don't, but part of that is fun because you can never say, oh, there's nothing to do in Rome, because there's always something going on.
And I'll say, as a kid, when I lived out there, it was an issue. It was something that, you know, they worried about. Is there enough for young people to do around here and that? And there is now. They've done a very, very good job of making sure that there's literally something for everybody. I think a great example is the Rome Farmers Market.
Yeah, so we're kind of winding down in our summer farmers market series, running from 9 to 1 tomorrow, and our last one will be Friday, September 29th. Live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and just a lot of great local goodies that you can check out.
And we've got the final date coming up. So we have September 29th, next Friday, I believe, is our last one.
Yes. Hmm. And then we get a little break, and then it'll switch over to our monthly winter market starting in December.
You know, we like a lot of things we talk about, Jillian. This is a fun event. People get some great food at this event. But the other side of this is that it supports our ag industry, supports our local farmers, our local vendors, and any chance we can to support local while also getting some great produce is never a bad thing.
Yeah.
I love winter farmers markets. I love that we have this in our area. It's so cool. Got another event coming up tomorrow as well.
Yeah, so at Hoozles at the Lakes, they have DJ Bingo this Friday and every other Friday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Just come on out, enjoy bingo. Yeah. I think everyone loves or at least likes bingo.
It
should be a fun time. The gang at Hoozles is always fun to be with.
Yeah. You know, these establishments we talk about, you can't have a bad time at. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost impossible. And Lucas does such a great job with this. He's very, has a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
A big shout out to him and the good work he does with a lot of these events that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo is one of those things, too. Here in Rapids, we have, every Wednesday, we have bingo. I go past the Elks Lodge every Wednesday usually, and it is packed. It's packed. People love bingo. It's such a good point by you. Go ahead and get some more bingo in your life from 8:30 to 10:30. It's free to play, and it goes on every other Friday over at Hoozles at the Lakes. And a good morning, a good afternoon to our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes. This Saturday, great music coming up.
Yeah, so live music at Pineland Grill, which is a little south of Rome, but we're adopting
close
them as
enough.
Ours.
Close enough. Yeah.
7 to 10 p.m., they will be having live music featuring the Cheese Doodlers.
The Cheese Doodlers. That has got to be one of the better names I've ever heard, especially for a Wisconsin band.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
That's such a good name. That's such a good and great artists, great band. Mm-hmm. Really good band. You guys are going to enjoy them. Again, Pineland Grill, we don't get to talk about very often, but a great place. I've been there before. It's a nice place. Check that out, everybody. Got some good stuff coming up on Mondays as well.
Yeah, so Monday, September 25th, and actually every Monday, Thursday, there will be live music at Greenfire Barbecue at Sand Valley, and that runs 6 to 9 p.m. Just a lot of great local artists, a lot of the same people you'd see at Hoozle's, at Pineland Grill, also kind of make their circulation or make their rounds here as well.
Great time. Be sure to check that out every other Monday, Thursday. Great music over there. And on Wednesdays, good stuff going on over at our local library in Rome.
Yeah, it's a children's story time hour at the Lester Public Library of Rome. That's 10:30 to, it should be 11:30 a.m. I wrote that wrong. Oops. Join us for weekly story time, open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books, and they'll be read by the library staff and community members.
It's such a important, it's one of the most important things we can do as adults is reading to kids and having them hear this, our reading skills.
Yeah.
That's how they learn. It's how they pick up, and it's how they get better at reading themselves and hopefully gain a love for reading at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
That's all well and important. This is also a really fun event. I've done events like this before, reading for kids, and there are few things in this world that are more fun than that. It's, I really loved reading to my kids when they were growing up, and we didn't always have a lot of books, so they get tired of these books, and I'd end up just telling them stories, making things up, and just it's just some of my favorite moments with my kids. It's such a great feeling. Be a part of this. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll be putting back into your community. Lots of people want to be able to do some good and want to be able to add to their community, but not everybody has dollars and cents to donate to things or that. But most of us have an hour or so of time.
Yeah.
And for an hour, all you do is you go to the library, you read to the kids. You're gonna come out of that feeling good for weeks, days, maybe the rest of your life. it's one of those kind of things. It really does have that kind of hit on you and hits your heart that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good event. Wednesday, September 27th, and every Wednesday.
Yeah, so we're back at Hoozle's at the Lakes.
Yeah.
7 to 8:30 p.m. They have DJ Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like every time we bring this up, I say the same thing, and I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't think you're good at trivia, just come on out and try it. You're going to be better than you think, or...
Yes.
Sometimes worse than you think, and that's okay.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But you're going to have fun either way.
Yes, fun either way.
You also have the gift card thing. We love winning things, and so there are gift cards for first or third place.
Yes.
That's a very cool added bonus of this, and it's such a good point about the trivia thing.
Yeah.
We're not talking Jeopardy here. We're not.
Yeah.
Lucas is having a good time with you. DJ Trivia is having a good time with you. He wants to enjoy, you have fun, challenge you a little bit, but you form a team. And what you don't know, maybe your teammate might know or something. You know, either way, it's a fun time.
Yes, definitely.
Got a really cool one going on over at Point Boss. And anytime we can talk about our good friends at the historic Point Boss or anywhere near that area, we loved covering these kind of things.
Yeah, so Saturday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Point Boss will be having their historical encampment. And it's almost kind of like a travel back in time, experiencing the sights, sounds, and smells of 18th century life at a French outpost during the fur trade era.
Mm-hmm.
You can be... Let me try that again.
Okay.
It really is kind of traveling back in time. You get to see... authentic reproductions of clothing worn during that time, military drills of French soldiers, taking the sense of 18th century from like kettle simmering over open fires, wood smoke. You get to even taste test some food. So it's just kind of a nice throwback to, I guess, 1823.
Yeah. Nicely done. This is our great friends at the Historic Point Boss keeping history alive and preserving it for us. Also, giving some perspective to younger people, I think, to all of us, not just young people, but all of us. When you're taking these things in, you're not only being able to take in your history and this area's history, I you're gaining a lot of perspective. And man, you think you have it rough, or you think that things are tough right now or something. Try living in the 18th century.
Yeah.
Try doing some of these things. Along with, I think, not only taking some, learning some things, you also, you can't walk away from there not taking some pride in your community, in your town, in your area. Mm-hmm. Help our friends at the Historic Point Boss keep history alive. Visit them at historicpointboss.com. And of course, take in this great event September 30th, 9 to 4. It's going to be a great event. That's going to be a fun one. Wanted to make sure to mention more live music at Pineland. We've got that coming up as well.
Yeah, so Saturday, September 30th, again, from 7 to 10 p.m., they will be having live music from Big and Tall.
Nice. It's a good band. They've been around for a while. That's going to be a rocking, that's going to be a really good time and a great way to wrap up the month of September, which it's shocking to me that September is almost over.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I still don't know what happened to June. Does anybody know what happened to June?
Yeah.
Like, I still don't know what happened to that month, but I digress. We'll move on. We have great events coming up to kick off October. Let's start there.
Yeah, so running Monday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 21st. Will be the first ever Rome Scarecrow Walk at the Leicester Public Library.
God, I love that.
Local businesses, groups, families are decorating scarecrows to display on the path behind the library, and you are free to visit them whenever you'd like. However, if you wouldn't want to vote for your favorite scarecrow, visit the Leicester Public Library during their operating hours to cast your free vote. You do get one free vote, but you can get additional votes for each item you bring to donate to the food pantry.
It's a great way to help out. Again, putting back in your community, bringing items for the food pantry is, you know, goes so much farther than a lot of people, I think, can realize. Mm-hmm. I came from a family that needed items like that often, and I can tell you how much it makes an impact, how much it helps. That is very, very important. Outside of that, just a cool event. This is an awesome idea. Jillian, do you know where this started, where this came from?
This is kind of the brainchild of the Friends of Rome, or Leicester Public Library of Rome, in collaboration with the library itself and their new director, Miss Nicole Menzel, who I've already met. She's awesome. Yeah. If you're in the Rome area and you want to meet her, go for it.
Yeah.
Just a lot of great ideas.
Cool. That is, I love that library.
Yes.
And I love any chance that we can to promote it, talk about going there and everything, in part because of things like this. It's really good to hear that they're keeping that kind of momentum going, that kind of feeling going of putting into the community, taking care of the community. Our library, especially, you know, like our one here in Rapids, McMillan Library, they used to always be hubs. They'd be community hubs. They'd be safe zones, sanctuaries almost, if you will. And we're kind of getting back to that a bit, where everybody's welcome at the library. Everybody. Mm-hmm. This is a place to go for, you know, having conversation, fun, and maybe even learning more or putting back into your community.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And I am biased about this, I should admit. My first nickname was called Scarecrow. I was called Scarecrow a lot growing up. So I have a bit of a kinship with Scarecrow.
Yes.
So it's a fun, cool event. And these, if people want to take part in this, if they want to be a part of this, can they be? Or should they reach out to them?
So there's still a few more days to sign up to make the Scarecrow. Sign-ups close on the 25th. And you would like to contact Nicole at the Leicester Public Library.
Okay.
I believe her email is nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.com.
Nicely
for some
done.
Okay, great.
Yeah, got it.
I was going to say.
You nailed it, Jill. Nailed it. Nicely done. Off the top of her head, everybody. I was just pulling it up online. I cheated. I got it in front of me. Nice work by you.
Yes. So email her, stop by the library, or call the library's phone number. And I'm not as talented. I don't remember that.
I got you on that
okay.
one. And I just want to mention their website really quick. Go to romepubliclibrary.org, romepubliclibrary.org, to find out more information about what we're talking about here. And if you would like to give them a call, 715-325-8990, 325-8990. Give them a call. And just a real quick, I don't know if you have this in your notes or not, so I don't mean to repeat ourselves if we do, but I did want to mention, you mentioned that she is the new director over there, Nicole Menzel. You can have a meet and greet. There's a meet and greet going on over the, oh, I'm sorry, that already happened. Already happened. Never mind. I hope you got to take in the meet and greet. I hope you got to take that in, because that's cool that she did that. That's a smart idea. Again, RomePublicLibrary.org, and get on over there. If you haven't been to that library in a while, get on over there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Saturday, October 7th, more great live music.
Yeah, back at Pineland Grill from 7 to 10 p.m. This time, their music feature is the Fire on High Trio.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard much from them, but I've heard good things about them. And that we love our trio bands. We like our three-piece bands around here. That's going to be a good one. And I should have mentioned this before. Pineland's got some great it's a great place to hear music.
It is.
I've had friends of mine that have taken a lot of events over there. And the first thing they talk about is the acoustics and how good things sound over there. So definitely check that out, everybody. Friday, October 13th. Great band, great music.
Yeah, this time at the Lure Bar and Grill from 7 to 11 p.m., they will be having Rising Phoenix as their music.
Yeah, Rising Phoenix been around here a long time doing great, great rock, great music. One of those bands that if you haven't gotten to see, here is a perfect opportunity. And man, what an atmosphere. The Lure is just one of those places you go to. And I say this all the time about certain event, but I can back it up. You can have a glass of water out there and have a good time, let alone taking in a great band like this in just a beautiful atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Love hanging out and being over there at the Lure.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 13th, one of our favorite events coming back.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the annual Colorama at Tri-North Winter Park. If you've never been to this, perfect time to go. Mm-hmm. You're able to see kind of the fall leaves changing colors from, I believe, four counties when you go all the way up to the top of the ski jumping hill. Don't worry, there's ropes.
Yes,
you can even get an ATV or UTV ride up there if you don't want to hike up all the way.
That's pretty cool. It's a free event. Keep that in mind.
Yes, it is free event.
Mm-hmm. And this time of year, having this, like, this is one of the, I got to do this when I was young, and I will never forget it. I really love to be able to take it in as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I in part bring that up because I experienced that over the weekend. This past weekend, I was in the Dells, I got to go on the Ducks.
Oh.
And I haven't done that since sixth grade.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of felt like, well, I've gotten that experience in. I'm good. But as an adult here, I was like, oh, I had an opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and ride on the Ducks. A complete different experience. Completely different experience. Mm-hmm. For one, I could see things.
Yeah.
I'm a little taller. I'm a little, you know, that helped a little bit. But more importantly, I had perspective. I was able to take in this stuff and truly appreciate and be in the moment and really enjoy and really take in the history as an adult. Nothing against being a kid, of course, but as a kid, you're distracted. A squirrel. You're not paying attention to his mom. Yeah, exactly. Nicely done. So any of these events that maybe you did as a child or you did younger, I really encourage you as an adult to take them in and see how you experience them like they're brand new.
Yeah.
The Colorama is event coming up Saturday, October 14th. We say a big shout out to our friends at Tri-Norris Winter Park and anybody a part of the Tri-Norris organization. Mm-hmm. Really do great work in this community.
They really do.
Love the idea, too, that they give people the option of the UTV ride or not. There are plenty of people in this area that might not be in the best of, age-wise or for whatever reasons, not, might not be able to make that hike.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice option to be able to give people.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before in the Rome area. When I first moved to this state, that's where I got to experience Halloween. That's where I got to experience Christmas. And it's still something. I was just, talking about it over the weekend, driving through Rome. The people I was with, I was bragging about going to having Christmas events there and Halloween events there.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. And we got one coming up, of course.
Yeah, Saturday, October 28th from noon to 3 p.m. will be the annual Kids Halloween Party in Rome. It'll be taking place in Rome Town Center Business Park. It's got a lot of names.
It does.
Same spot.
Same spot it's always been. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's put on by the Rome Makers Home Community Educators in conjunction with us, Visit Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be candy handout, a photo booth in the gazebo, balloon animals, which is new this year. And it's just shaping up to be a spooktacular event.
Nicely done. Yes. This is also kind of this is where Halloween events are now, where, you know, kids aren't necessarily going out and trick-or-treating as much anymore. A lot of parents feel a lot more better when taking their kids to something like this, especially if they're, you know, young kids. They're under the age of 10 and that. It feels better. You have the kids right there, and you're in a safe environment. And they're still getting a chance to have some fun. They're still getting a chance to show off their costumes and get to see other kids and interact with them. I know for me and my sister growing up, going to that event, it was a blast. We had so much fun. We didn't feel like we were in a small town. You know, we still got to experience being around all these other people and everything, like the city that we came from. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time. And not for nothing, parents, you're going to enjoy this too.
Yeah.
Usually you got to sit and wait at home for these costumes to come to you. You're just, by bringing your kid there, you're going to get to take in all these awesome costumes too.
Yeah, and who knows? If you want to dress up too, go right ahead.
Oh, yes, yes. Any chance as an adult to do this, to dress up? I have to. I mean, I'm not going to let the kid be the only one dressed up.
Yeah.
I have to dress up. It's fun. And we love theme costumes.
Yes.
Love it. Love it when the kid and the mom are similar costume or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's always fun. Be sure to check that out again. Saturday, October 28th, Kids Halloween Party in Rome from noon to 3. Halloween, I believe, is like on a Tuesday this year. So
I believe you're correct.
This is probably the day you'll want to get that in.
Yeah.
We got a while we spend so much time talking about events in this area, in the Rome area, Jillian, there is so much that we don't always get to cover with Rome.
Yeah. Which,
for one, as a side note, that's awesome. There's so much going on over there that we can't cover it all in 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I wanted to save some time towards the end of the conversation here to talk about some other fun happenings.
Yeah. So, first little fun happening. We're looking forward to the opening of Up North Brewery, or Up North Brewing Company. There's been a few delays, but they are slowly but steadily making progress. If you drive by the building, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you don't want to get a beer in there just yet. It's not done. But it is well on its way. So follow their progress on Facebook at Up North Brewing Company. And stay tuned for their opening day announcement.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We love supporting local around here. And the work that they have been putting in on this is not for nothing. I mean, it's been noted by the community. And,
yes.
And I can't wait for them to be able to open their doors and for us to be able to show them, hey, we're ready to support you all.
Yes, and not only have they been putting in work like with the building, but just getting their name out there as well. Like, they served beer at our Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert in August.
Yeah,
they've been at the farmer's market selling their merchandise for numerous weeks.
They're working hard at this, and I admire it so much. We want to be able to support that as we like to support local. That's going to be a great time. We'll be keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
We got other great things going on in the area as well. The town is getting artsy, it looks like.
Yeah, town is getting artsy.
I like that. I like
We are currently watching the first piece of public art take form on the Public Works building in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Special thanks to Kiba Freeman and all his talent on this great project. Feel free to stop by the mural and just watch the progress, or just say hello to Kiba.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I drove past, there was someone with binoculars that he had painted.
Mm-hmm.
I think an eagle appeared.
He's a great artist, and it's
definitely
a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like the more and more we're seeing of us kind of adding art, beautifying our areas more with these kind of things. You know, you go down Main Street in Nakusa, and you see that beautiful mural that they've got. Things like that. I like seeing more of that in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this great artist. And again, a great way to support local, and that includes the arts. Take this in, and if you get a chance to say hi, say thank you to Kiba. Greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Jillian. Do us a favor. Say hi to Lisa for us.
Will do.
And and if people have follow-up questions for you or want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, how can they get in touch with you?
You can either visit our website, which is visitromewi.com.
Mm.
You can email me at jalekna@visitrome.com. Or feel free to call us at 715-325-325. 3090
Excellent. Thank you, Jillian, so much for the time. You say hi to everybody in Rome for us.
Will do. Thank you.
And a big thank you again to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. We greatly appreciate them. Again, go to RomeWI.com for more information. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up on WFHR.